It's Monday, August 24th, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. I'm Richard Davis. There's been a surge of mining companies looking to dig for minerals in the Southwest, including near tribal communities. KNAU's Chris Clements explains why so many of these companies are Canadian.
It boils down to this. Canada has a unique tax system that allows mining companies that are exploring projects to pass their costs along to investors. John Steen, a professor at the University of British Columbia, says Canada is home to hundreds of those companies.
They're hearing that the regulatory regime is not as tight as it was, and they're seeing the U.S. as an attractive place for investment and exploration.
Steen says Canadian firms are responding to President Trump's push to end reliance on China for critical minerals. Take Chicana Copper, which is using a subsidiary to explore mining copper on the Navajo Nation. Or Laramide Resources, which wants to mine uranium near the site of the largest release of radioactive mining material in U.S. history.
The growth in uranium mining in the United States is unprecedented. It's really something.
James Hopkins, an associate professor at the University of Arizona, says the reason for that is due, in part, to the rollback of mining regulations. And that's had consequences.
With the increased deregulation, you're seeing these conflicts arising more and more with respect to tribal lands and tribal resources.
Hopkins says the flurry of mining projects, including some proposed by Canadian companies, is causing pushback from tribes who have long borne the environmental consequences of mining. For KNAU, I'm Chris Clements in Flagstaff.
The federal government announced significant cuts to the amount of Colorado River water flowing to Arizona, California, and Nevada. KJZZ's Alex Hager reports they'll rein in demand by about 20%.
The cutbacks will last through 2028. It's an attempt to prop up the nation's two largest reservoirs, which both hit record low levels earlier this month. The cuts could have been nearly double this amount, but the federal government negotiated with Arizona, California, and Nevada to soften the blow of water reductions. Cities in the Phoenix and Tucson areas will be the hardest hit, but most have robust backup plans to keep taps flowing normally. The upstream states of Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico will not have to take cutbacks under the new plan. That's after years of failed negotiations. Federal officials said they want to keep working with states that use the river to come up with a consensus agreement for cutting back on demand. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Governor Katie Hobbs says lawmakers are at least partially to blame after a citizen initiative failed to get enough valid signatures to make it on the ballot. KJZZ's Cameron Sanchez reports.
Voters won't get the chance to weigh in on the measure this November, which would have put significant restrictions on Arizona's private school voucher program. Hobbs says that's partly because state lawmakers have chipped away at the citizen initiative process for years, making it more difficult for voters to get ballot measures through.
I spent 8 years in the legislature watching attacks on our constitutional right to citizens initiative and continuing to raise the bar on getting measures on the ballot. And I voted against most of those, probably all of them.
Hobbs is in favor of the proposed restrictions to vouchers, but none of her efforts to put guardrails on the program have made it through the Republican-controlled state legislature.
That was KJZZ's Cameron Sanchez reporting. The mayor of Prescott Valley faces assault and disorderly conduct charges following an apparent bar fight. According to police, Mayor Kel Pagutta tried to pull out a stool of another man's arms during a dispute at the Birdcage Saloon on Prescott's Whiskey Row. Pagutta was issued criminal citations a week later. Staff members intervened and stopped the fight. According to police, it isn't clear what the men were arguing about. Pagutta acknowledged the incident on social media, but didn't elaborate on the details. Officials did not confirm the identity of the other man. Pagutta was elected to his third term as Prescott Valley mayor in July. Two Phoenix police officers have been stripped of their badges and booked into jail on numerous felony charges following a violent traffic stop. The Arizona Republic reports officers Luis Vasquez Jr. and Antonio Felix are accused of stopping a couple earlier this month. The officers allegedly assaulted them with their fists and a stun gun without giving a reason for the stop, according to a Tempe police report. The driver also said one of the officers drew a gun and threatened to shoot him. The officers didn't report the incident, nor did they activate their body-worn cameras. More than 1,300 mail-in ballots never made it to voters in Navajo County during this year's primary election. VoteBeat reports County Recorder David Marshall said just before the election that his office was experiencing a, quote, issue with the U.S. Postal Service, but didn't elaborate. At a July public meeting, the Republican couldn't explain why they'd received the return ballots. The phenomenon has been felt statewide, possibly because voters were out of town. Most county recorders blamed Arizona's earlier-than-usual primary date, which state lawmakers set earlier this year. Navajo County had the highest rate of undeliverable ballots in the state at nearly 4%. The mission by a Flagstaff company to save a sinking NASA telescope was called off last week. It's doomed the space-based observatory to a flaming reentry to Earth later this year. AZ Family reports the news comes more than a month after the startup's Link spacecraft left on an attempt to rescue the Swift Observatory. The telescope has tracked some of the universe's biggest explosions, like gamma ray bursts and exploding stars, for 20 years. NASA paid $30 million to Catalyst to try to rescue the craft, but intense solar activity caused it to lose altitude faster than expected. Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs has a double-digit lead over her challenger, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs. That's according to a new poll from Noble Predictive Insights that shows the governor ahead among likely voters by 13 percentage points. The survey was conducted after the bruising GOP primary and shows Biggs has so far failed to unify his party, while Hobbs has locked down support from 86% of Democrats. According to the report, many GOP moderates remain skeptical of Biggs, who's seen as one of the U.S. House's most conservative members. He falsely claimed widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election was to blame for President Donald Trump's loss in Arizona. The Kane County Sheriff's Office says deputies have recovered skeletal remains from Lake Powell. Deputies say the remains were discovered by a group on a houseboat on August 14th and were brought to the Kane County Medical Examiner's Office. An investigation is underway. Several bodies have been discovered in the region's reservoirs as drought and overuse continue to cause plunging water levels in Lakes Powell and Meade. Both reservoirs are at record lows. Earlier this month, two women discovered skeletal remains in Lake Meade. The U.S. Small Business Administration is opening offices in Flagstaff tomorrow to assist businesses impacted by this summer's pocket fire. The agency is offering low-rate interest disaster loans to organizations hurt financially by the blaze that burned more than 27,000 acres, forced residents to evacuate, and closed Highway 89 through Oak Creek Canyon for weeks in June and July. One of the state's most popular swimming holes, Slide Rock State Park, remains closed due to the fire. Officials with the SBA have been working in Yavapai County out of the Sedona Chamber of Commerce office for nearly a month.
For KNEU Local News Now on this Monday, August 24, 2026, I'm meteorologist Lee Bowen. The monsoon showing signs of life. Healthy rain across the region yesterday. We're looking at another scattered round of showers and thunderstorms across the region this afternoon, moving into the early evening hours. Mountain highs checking in the mid-80s today. Navajo and Apache counties, mid-90s. Prescott region, mid-90s in the Verde Valley, just over 100 degrees. Monsoon takes another downturn moving forward this week as strong high pressure builds right overhead of Arizona. Storm activity becomes isolated through the remainder of a hot week, near record type daily high temperatures mid to late week.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.